This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers, that is two or three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 771, entitled Reversal of Feminist Gender Political Dominance. Description. I consider it likely that within a decade, the gender political dominance of the feminist will be reversed due to two main forces. The first is by the hatred of the female masculists who feel that they have been deprived of relationships with men and hence of babies due to the misandry of monoconscious feminists. And the second, which will be more powerful in time, by the realization of gender politicians in the GECs, Gender Equality Committees, that monoconscious feminism is a cancer to be eradicated due to its poisoning of the minds of young women, so that young men find young women undateable, who are then left to rot on the shelf, undated, unmarried, and deprived of men's sperm, thus crashing the birth rate, and in time wiping out whole populations. That is, geocide. Monoconscious feminism will be equated by the GECs as geocide and hence a national threat to be eradicated. Now, the flyer itself. Lost it. Just a minute. I have to go searching the damn thing. Reversing Feminist Gender Political Dominance by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. This flyer considers it likely that there'll be a reversal in gender political dominance from the present dominance of feminist ideology to masculist ideology until the gender political dust settles and both movements can afford to die away due to not being needed anymore. But we are probably decades away from that. At the moment, feminism is far and away the dominant gender political ideology. Nearly every woman, certainly university-trained women, have heard of feminism and are familiar with the main ideas of its ideology. A similar situation with masculism is far from being the case. Most young men in Western countries are now familiar with the idea that the divorce courts are toxic for men, given that the divorce courts were taken over by the feminists in the 70s, who brought with them their unconscious, unquestioned expectations of men, seeing men as cash machines to pay for women to have babies. The divorce court butchery of divorcing fathers is the main reason for the rise and rise of the MGTOW movement, that's men going their own way, that is young men who refuse to marry, reject paternity, and spend their money on themselves, utterly rejecting the horrible one chance in four of being butchered in the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system, where he will lose custody of his kids in many countries with a 90% probability. He will lose his house so his ex-wife can raise her kids in it. He will lose half his stuff and wealth to her. He'll be forced by the court to make payments to her for his children and perhaps be allowed to visit his kids twice a month on weekends. If his ex-wife is a real fluffy, that's a traditional woman, who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, close brackets, he may be forced to pay her alimony, with no legal nor moral obligation on her to get off her fat parasitic ass and fip up, brackets fip, F-I-P, equals financially independent person, so that she remains a parasite of him after the divorce the way she was before the divorce. Maskers, being abolitionists, have a hatred of fluffies and aim to wipe them off the face of the earth, seeing them as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin to be effectively exterminated by being totally ignored, not even pumped and dumped, spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually, forced to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable, lonely, manless, sexless, loveless, babyless deaths. Most young men today know how toxic the divorce courts are for fathers, and hence that marriage and paternity are toxic, so choose to remain single. In the US and South Korea today, nearly two-thirds of young men are single, who do not date. If they don't date, they are not giving young women their sperm, thus are crashing the birth rate. There are many causes of the crash in the birth rate, but none of them can compare with the strength of the male refusal to give women their sperm. That is the sperm strike of young men. Most young men today have still not had their maskless consciousnesses raised. The same is true of politicians, women, and society as a whole. But this level of gender political ignorance, this monoconsciousness, will not last, as maskless ideas, with all their superior force compared to feminist ideas, spread across the planet. Maskless see monoconscious feminists, in brackets, who by definition only know feminist gender politics, close brackets, as hypocrites and geociders, dash. Hypocrites, because maskers see women's gender crimes against men as a lot more horrible and lasting decades than the rather minor gender crimes that men commit against women. Maskers see the big three gender crimes that women commit against men, that is, manslavery, divorce rape, and forced fathering, as a lot more serious than the gender crimes committed by men against women, for example, rape, domestic violence, sexual harassment, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. So, as maskless ideas spread, instead of men just quietly walking away from feminist public male bashing due to these men's lack of maskless intellectual tools to answer back, they will not only be able to reply to the feminists, they will also be able to crush them with verbally violent, ideologically hateful, maskless rhetoric, blowing monoconscious feminazi hypocrites out of the room. Maskless see monoconscious feminists as geociders, that is, wiping out whole populations, because it is feminism, that is, misandrous, monoconscious feminism, that has so poisoned the minds of young women that young men refuse to date them. A famous opinion poll taken by Pew PW Research Center in 2022 in the US found that nearly two-thirds, 63%, of young men between 18 and 30 don't even date young women, claiming that young women were undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism. Monoconscious feminists typically feel that due to their belief that gender oppression is a one-way street, that is, that women are oppressed and men are the oppressors, which is the essential idea of feminism, they have the right to trash men publicly for the horrible ways that men oppress women, that feminist books are full of. The feminists have had a gender political monopoly for the past six decades and have influenced the minds of billions of women, to the point that most young women around the world today look upon young men as oppressors to be wary of, to feel morally superior over, etc. This monoconscious attitude of feministed young women makes them repulsive to young men who refuse to date them, as shown by the Pew PW poll. A similar situation occurs in South Korea, which has the worst relations between the sexes in the world, where the two sexes are now screaming at each other. According to Jeep, in brackets, that's my name for GPT-5.6, close brackets, 75% of young South Korean men express anti-feminist opinions. About 60% of young South Korean men don't even date young women, The explicit answer from Jeep was, dash, quote, roughly one quarter explicitly embrace an anti-feminist identity, while approximately one half to three quarters express anti-feminist opinions, depending on the survey wording. These figures mostly come from surveys conducted between 2018 and 2021, end quote. This percentage is so large that it is the dominant cause of the birth rate crash. But these young men, who, by definition, are MGTOWs in practice, in brackets, if not in philosophy, are merely reacting against the toxicity of the divorce courts taken over by the feminists in the 70s, who see divorcing mothers as fluffies and divorcing fathers as cash machines to be robbed and abused. This flyer predicts that it's only a question of time before the above maskless message, that is, that monoconscious feminists are geociders, will become widespread, so will influence the minds of the public and hence the politicians. I see two major forces that will reverse the current gender political dominance of the feminists. The stronger one, in the shorter term, will be due to the impact that the MGTOWs are having on young women. And the second is the ideological force of the maskless argument that monoconscious feminists are geociders, hence a cancer that has to be eliminated, especially by the politicians. It's not surprising that now on TikTok and YouTube Shorts, there are thousands of videos made by young women in their 20s and 30s in tears, that they can't find a decent man to have a relationship with, to have babies with. There's a veritable flood of such videos coming out now, daily, showing that the rise and rise of MGTOWed men is having a powerful impact on young women. As a result of this dating strike, this sperm strike by young men, there's now a growing army of female maskless video makers on YouTube and TikTok who are preaching maskless and MGTOW ideas, explaining to women why young men are rejecting them. And if these young women want to have a man in their lives, they had better bloody well stop being misandrous bitches towards men, or they'll spend the rest of their lives as bitter cat ladies rotting on the shelf, spat at by masculist and MGTOWed men who look upon monoconscious feminist women as repulsive, to be spat at, to be ignored to death. Women are herd animals, so are more influenced by what fellow women have to say about masculist by consciousness than by what male masculists have to say. As an ever higher proportion of young men reject marriage and paternity, that is, as they go MGTOW, the more women will be left high and dry, rotting on the shelf, feeling bitter, lonely, and miserable, who will then be influenced by the ever-growing number of female masculists on the internet, and then turn on feminism as the root cause of these young women's manlessness, and hence babylessness. This is the end of part one.